You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dirt and Sprague.
I really do believe they're either going to live up to the hype or they're going to have a very mediocre season.
Starting your day with a big cup of dirt.
No, I'm not a bro.
And a little splash of Sprague.
Peekaboo.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, welcome back in. Hour number two. Good morning. Happy Thursday. NFL kickoff Thursday. Dirt and Sprague here on 105.1, the Fan of the Fan Sports Network. YouTube as well. Josh Pate, the commissioner, stops by for his usual Thursday 7:40 conversation. Week one in the books. Week two just around the corner. We have Ken Barkley's going to return to the show again, 9 a.m. Set your alarms if you can't catch this hour or the 8 a.m. hour. Set the alarms for 9 a.m.
We got him, boys.
We got him, boys.
First media appearance in a year. We got him.
You were right, too. He put out that's the first media he's done since he...
Has not done anything. I think we were the last one, too.
Yeah.
Because we had him on when he was, like, driving on vacation, like, going on vacation with his family. He was like, fine, I'll do one more thing. He hasn't gone on a show in a year.
Do you think it makes him question himself internally that he kind of loves us?
No, I think there's just a true, unfiltered love affair between the three of us.
I mean, I admitted I looked at his house after I got his address.
I mean, I thought about starting the interview there of like, no, hey, buy any new houses lately? Got a new address?
I was going to jokingly say, hey, dude, hedges look good. But I didn't want
to keep it up to date. You're trimming them, huh? Way to go, Ken. Yard work time.
We have a lot to get to in the second hour, including the kickoff of the NFL season. I want to remind you, stream your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy week one matchup between Detroit and Green Bay. Starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started.
Boom.
Big breaking news to kick off the second hour of the program. Thank you. I don't know why that took so long. Well, get quicker. Giorgio Armani died.
Is that big breaking news?
It's 91. Fashion icon? No?
All right.
Okay. NFL is kicking off tonight. We've got Philadelphia.
Big Armani guy over there. You weren't alive.
I can't afford it, actually.
No, I couldn't even tell you what it looks like.
There's just names that die, and you're like, that's a big name.
Is that a big name? I've never heard that name in my life.
Armani?
I mean, I've heard Armani. I've heard the name Armani.
That's who he is. It's the Armani.
The fashion designer.
I didn't know.
Vera
Giorgio.
Vera Wang.
Nothing.
Really?
Ralph Lauren.
Ralph Lauren?
Ralph Lauren, I know.
Okay.
Because that's his.
Coco Chanel?
No, yeah. I got nothing there.
I got into an argument randomly with my wife about how you say Ralph Lauren, and I said, I'm telling you, people that wear it say Ralph Lauren.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, it's Lauren.
Yeah, it's Ralph Lauren. Your wife's right. It's Ralph Lauren.
It's Lauren. Come on. That's fine.
Put your pinky up. You're not from Lake Ridge. I'm disappointed in you.
We've got Dallas at Philadelphia kicking off the NFL season.
Yes.
Jacked out of our minds for it. So I wanted to kind of go through the athletic went and pulled a bunch of executives about team predictions. And it's very interesting looking at the NFC, because the NFC is one of those, nobody really knows how to feel. I've got Orlovsky on my television this morning saying, you know, Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts are the new Belichick Tom Brady.
I just got to keep making my take stronger and stronger and stronger. Every time I see one of those, it's just feeding the monster that is me against Jalen Hurts.
Really?
Yeah.
That makes you hate Jalen Hurts?
It does.
What about Dan Orlovsky? How about some accountability for Orlovsky's take?
I mean, look, he's weird.
Hurts ain't telling him to say that.
He's got some weird kinks and he runs out of the end zone. But the Jalen Hurts stuff has to stop. It's got to stop, and I'm going to put a stop to it.
Well, according to the execs that were polled on The Athletic, Philadelphia is the number one team in the NFC.
What? No way.
It's huge. Talk about breaking news.
I don't believe it.
What's bigger breaking news, Philly being voted number one or Giorgio Armani dying at
Philly 91? Being voted number one, bigger breaking news.
Okay.
All right. I tried. Giorgio? Is it Papa Giorgio from Vegas Vacation? What are we talking about here? Swag over here. Yeah, you don't know Giorgio, who didn't know one of the biggest bands of the 1990s yesterday?
He's lashing out now, isn't he?
I mean, I am, yeah. Yeah, nobody cares
about
fashion.
We actually missed the bigger passing in the sports
world.
Oh,
God. Here we go. Look what you did.
Sorry.
Look what you did. Go ahead. Who died?
Say your baseball name from 1964.
George Raveling.
Okay.
Oh, we did actually. George Raveling. R.I.P. though.
R.I.P.
That was serious. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, fun fact about George Raveling?
Yes.
NFL kickoff day.
Yes. This is great. Great start to our NFL conversation.
I've had too much coffee this morning. I apologize.
George Raveling was at Martin Luther King Jr.'s "I Have a Dream" speech.
He was security.
And as Martin Luther King walked off the stage, he just asked if he could have the speech, and Martin Luther King handed it to him.
He's like, yeah. What a cool thing to have.
What? That's the most underrated badass thing to have.
Yes, of all time. Like, that speech?
Yes.
And you got the paper copy of it?
The copy.
Huge part of Nike, huge part of Jordan being at Nike, and yes, the basketball world. R.I.P. George Raveling. Good point.
Any other R.I.P.s we want to hand out before we get back to NFL talk?
No, that's
okay,
it.
Okay, we checked all our bases? Okay.
The Eagles are good.
The Eagles are good. Shocking news this morning. I'm head sewn to the carpet shocked.
Supposed to be a banner start to the 7 a.m. hour.
Maybe it's like the Eagles raising their banner. They're just not there. They didn't know the banner was tonight. What? That is the dumbest lie I've ever heard anybody in sports say. Nick Sirianni saying we didn't know when the banner thing was happening.
I can kind of buy it from him.
Dude, this happens every... You win the Super Bowl.
He hasn't won one.
You host the first game.
He hasn't won
and
one.
They raise a banner. This is a tale as old as time.
He hasn't
won
one.
In literally every sport, okay, they do this. In the first game of the next year, you raise the banner. That's how it works in every sport.
Green Bay is second, according to the execs. We a little high. 2.6 average is about where they are picked.
How many epidurals does Micah Parsons need?
Now, was that done before the Parsons trade, or is this after
This
that?
Was the most recent one from Mike Sando. Their worst finish, according to one of the eight people slated to pick these, fifth. Everybody else has them four better, and it's mainly 2-1.
Yeah, a lot of people like him to win the division now with the addition of Parsons. I mean, that's the biggest question I have, is how many epidurals does he need? I don't think it's too high or too low. Like, you tell me you're high on the Packers. 2 years ago, they were a team that kind of came out of nowhere with Jordan Love. They should have probably beaten the 49ers in the divisional round of the playoffs, but they let the game slip through their fingers. Last year, they were decimated by injuries. They love Matthew Golden, their rookie wide receiver, and you added maybe the best defensive player in football. So you fixed a need potentially on offense, and then added Micah Parsons to your team. If they stay healthy, I that's not too high for me.
Detroit finished third in the predictions, although one person thinks they could finish as bad as 11th.
They're an interesting team with a spectrum kind of all over the place in terms of opinions going into the year.
Dude, 11 is...
It's disrespectful.
Injuries hitting you hard is how you get to 11.
I mean, they hit them hard last year, and they were the number one seed in the NFC.
That's what I'm saying, is 11 means like something like Goff is done, and St. Brown is done, and...
Right.
I don't know how they get to 11, but you never know what's going to happen for the season.
I think there's a legitimate debate about, do they slip back a little bit because of the loss of coordinators? They're 15-2. Are they 10-7 this year and still a wild card team? Like,
possibly.
That wouldn't surprise me in the least. 11 is disrespectful.
Tampa picked fourth on average.
Yeah.
They're actually one of the few teams that's basically by all eight metrics or all eight execs, people think they're a guarantee, a lock for the playoffs.
I mean, who else do you feel confident in that division?
That's about their division.
Saints are terrible. Panthers, I'm not
there yet. I think the
Falcons
are very fascinating.
Falcons are fascinating. I'm not disagreeing with you, but can you trust them going into
the
year?
But all the execs are like, okay, wait till the Falcons have to prove it to people.
Yes. The funny thing is I saw that there is a little note that there was a slight, and I mean a slight, small uptick in MVP votes on Penix after Alabama lost.
That's pretty good.
He's 55-1, and I wouldn't actually bet him.
You carried that guy for 2 years,
but people
man.
Are like, damn, bro, you were carried by that guy. I'm going all in.
He gave up 50 points to USC and somehow won because Penix was unbelievable.
The Rams are on average, well, they got five, but it's interesting. The Rams, they're 9-10 according to some execs.
That's all a belief of how much Matthew Stafford plays.
Their median was 6, so they're slightly ahead of Washington, who's just behind them, at 6, who was 6.5.
The swings on the Rams are very interesting because they've been in competitive, you know, winning a Super Bowl and being close to that, and then years where Stafford got hurt or one of the worst teams in the league.
Well, do you trust Jimmy G?
No, I don't
trust
Jimmy G.
Can Jimmy G lead a team to a playoff if Stafford can only play like 4 games?
I shouldn't say no, not in terms of a playoff. Like, maybe he's a wild card quarterback, but do I see them winning the division with Jimmy Garoppolo? No, I do not.
They're a little Detroitish in this way. They have a couple execs think they have finished 9 or 10th.
Yeah, I think that just comes down to do you trust Matt Stafford's health, and can he be around enough? Because I don't think they need him to do a ton in the regular season, but if he's out for a chunk of time, I don't think they win the division.
Washington is 6th, and they're no worse than 7, so they're almost a lock for most of these people picking, and the Niners are the 7 at 6.5. A couple think they could be 8 or 9, but there's a few 5, 6, 7s in there.
Decimated by injuries.
Coming in just behind the Niners for that final wild card spot would be Minnesota and Seattle. Seattle was 9th. Interesting thing about Seattle is basically they didn't upgrade at quarterback. They downgraded in some ways, but a lot of this hinges on offensive line.
Yes, their offensive line, what it showed in the preseason, or was that a preseason overreaction to how good they were playing?
You know, I don't know, man. I don't want to overreact preseason because people have done it the other way. I'm going to swing one way and say this. I think Mike McDonald's a genius. I think he's smart. I think I'm not ready to anoint this defense as like all world being. Now, Nwosu are coming back.
Huge.
I know Leonard Williams is a stud. Mm-hmm. I forget the kid's name. They drafted the DB. He's a big swing. Like, if he hits, he's hitting.
Yeah.
But if he misses, people are going to be like, look, this was kind of his deal in the draft. He was a boomer bust kid. And I love Witherspoon. I want to see it. I really want to see it before I buy. Like, there's some people trying to talk it up as like it's a top 5 unit. And maybe it will be. Maybe top 6, 7,
Nick
8.
Emmanuel from South Carolina?
Thank you. Yes. I forgot the kid's name. He's kind of a boomer bust type of deal. That's kind of, people are on the feedback is, because this is Seattle Sports Talk leader, Portland, Oregon, 105.1 The Fan.
We dominate Seattle Sports Radio.
It's basically, the defense is going to be stout, and it's all on the offensive line. And I'm like, okay,
yeah,
let's see it.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you there. I think he's a good defensive mind. There's no question about that, what his pedigree is as a coach. But also, like, the offensive line is the thing that's going to crumble any season if it's not there for you.
Yes.
And I think they're very excited about Gray Zabel. I understand why they would be. They've been desperate to hit on one of these first-round picks on the offensive line for a long time. They feel like they finally have. It also was preseason. And when you say that at the end of the statement, it's a little laughable of like, we're overreacting to him blocking 3 and 4 defensive linemen, or, you know, third-string, fourth-string defensive linemen in preseason games. I'm not saying he can't be great. I'm not saying it can't be better. I think we all know the fear of Sam Darnold. Now, I'm a Darnold over Geno guy just because it was cheaper and they got a pick out of it.
Sure.
So I didn't mind that swap at all. I think Geno is what he is, and Darnold, hey, he had one good year in Minnesota. Let's see if there's some upside there, and he's cheaper, and again, you got the draft pick out of it. The biggest fear there is that what happens to him when he's under pressure. That's been his kryptonite his entire career. The last two games of last season were a disaster for him, and so if the offensive line does not hold up, that's the thing that's in the back of my mind saying that's how it hits the side of a mountain for the Seahawks this year.
Well, this is,
they should be okay running the football because of the backs that they have. I like their wide receiver room. Your DK, losing DK is fine.
Well, if that offensive line isn't stellar, why should the run game be fine?
Well, I like their back. I think they got a couple of good backs. I don't know if they're going to be dominant in terms of rushing the football, but I like their backfield. I genuinely think both those guys are studs. So they won't be one of the best rushing offenses in the league, but the fear is in obvious passing situations. If you can't hold up, especially up the middle, just what does that do to Sam Darnold and Kenny handle that level of pressure if he has to face it again this year?
Last year, Seattle, according to PFF, was 25th in pass blocking.
Yeah.
I went and looked at their defensive metrics just because, like, Denver's one of these teams. Denver, when you go look at advanced analytics and grades, Denver is in, like, the top 10 in almost every important category on offense and defense, which is like, oh, my God.
Yep.
You look at, like, just overall defensive grade outs, they were 14th.
They're fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Middle of the road.
Rush defense, they were 18th. And their pass rush, they were 13th.
Yeah.
It's like,
You're middle of the road defense.
This is kind of what I'm saying is, like, I'm not saying they won't take a step because McDonald, again, think is a good defensive mind. I just, it feels like there's this kind of almost certainty from some that that defense is going to be top blank, top 10, top 8, top 7.
He reinvented it midway through the season. They got torched early and he let some guys go and he reinvented it.
But that was kind of early in the year. It wasn't like a midway point.
It was like week 5 or 6, I think.
Okay, that's a pretty good sample size post that. And I'm not saying that they weren't awful, and I'm not saying they're going to be awful. I'm just like, the big thing with the Seahawks, it's almost like it comes down to how much worse or as good of Geno is Sam Darnold. And then the defense is, it's almost like the defense is a guarantee. Like, you know what a guarantee is to me? Smith and Jigba.
Yes.
That's a guarantee.
Something
that's
I know I can count on.
Absolute unit. Yes. Everything else, and I'd agree, Walker, Charbonneau, good players. I really like them as a back duo. They're interesting because they are kind of one of these.
You're going into year 3 with McDonald, looking for a playoff appearance.
Year 2?
Yeah, year 2.
Because Pete was out for 1 and then
that's
came back.
Touche.
But yeah, that's kind of, I think the expectation is make the playoffs this year. And they're right there, according to the exec. Let's go to the AFC side of things. We got Josh Pate at 740. More NFL chatta next on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
We're going to make our NFL picks today, one listener was asking.
Of course we are. We have to.
By the way, after Seattle was Arizona, Atlanta, Chicago.
Arizona?
Yeah.
Who's the out-of-nowhere team? Because I feel like we get one of those every year,
I think, okay.
Does anybody in the teams that we've listed count as an out-of-nowhere team?
Yeah, I mean,
like, you?
Atlanta would be out of nowhere because they didn't make it last year, right? Mm. It's the non-playoff teams, even though people could like Atlanta this year with
Penix. Like, the Niners could be that, but I don't really count them as that. Like, that felt like more of a down. Like, this is who they've been over the last 5-6 years. Up, up, down, up, down. That's who the Niners have been.
Chicago.
Chicago would be an out-of-nowhere team. If they went on a serious run and, like, competed in that division.
God, I'm not even doing this because he's our boss. I'll give you one. If that pass rush is as nasty as I think it is and Dart comes in.
Yeah. The Giants would be an out-of-nowhere team for
That'd
sure.
That'd be a real out-of-nowhere team.
Like, that's
team.
The funny thing about making picks every year is we have all the same teams in the playoffs basically every season. Like, who at this point last year had the Commies in the NFC title game? Nobody would have picked that.
You're afraid to knock teams that did it yes. last year out every yes. year, even though we know there's like a 16
every
turnover.
Year. It flips over. Half of the playoffs flip over every season in the NFL. Yeah. But we all make our predictions, and it's the same teams that were in the playoffs last year.
AFC is no shocking development. Baltimore won. Buffalo 2. They'll square off on Sunday night football.
Can I take a stab at number 3? Can I take a guess? I'm going to take a big swing here. Go out on a limb.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, and if anybody's like, Chiefs behind Bills, what a joke. it's 2 to 2.5. That's like the median average difference between those two.
Talk about a shocker would be the Chiefs not making the playoffs. Yeah. Not where they're seated.
Four,
if the Chiefs not making the playoffs.
Where all the intrigue is in the AFC.
Well, yes. 4 is Cincinnati.
Okay.
They have Cincinnati going from no playoffs to the 4, average is 4.
They were close last year with a horrible defense. Is it improved? We'll find out.
Houston is 5. Houston's an underrated, interesting team in that conversation because
yes, they
continue to get to the divisional round, but they didn't have a good year. But
the division's bad, and that helps them tremendously host a playoff game.
Yeah. Denver comes in at 6. Pittsburgh is 7. Then it's the Chargers.
Ooh.
Dolphins, Pats, Raiders.
The Raiders.
And then Jags and Colts, 12-13 with the Jets, 14. Tennessee, Cleveland.
Yeah, they just go ahead and throw them out. Those won't be the outliers this year that make a run in the playoffs. Interesting year for Denver, man. They have maybe the best defense in the NFL. You pointed to in the last segment the metrics that highlight how talented they are on that side of the ball. You got a quarterback returning in his second year in the system. They like his weapons. Troy Franklin has had a nice preseason. Like, expectations grow as you grow as a quarterback and as a franchise with a new head coach last year with Peyton and so, or mm-hmm. 2 years ago with Peyton. Very interesting team to me. The Chargers being on the outside looking in would be a bit of a disaster. Not a bit. It would be a disaster season if they didn't make the playoffs this year.
Yeah, but you could already start it with disaster start without playing a game with Rashawn Slater's injury.
Yeah, no doubt. Losing a guy like that, but I would say that's a position of strength for them based on the way they built it the last couple of years.
Well, Alt's going to slide over, yes. and we'll see how that transition goes. So they,
and the fear is okay if another guy goes down, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you just lost one of the best in the league, and then if you lose another one, now all of a sudden you're even more thin and you're playing a couple of backups. That would be devastating.
So Baltimore, Buffalo, Kansas City, Cincinnati, and Denver of the top 7 are the 5 of 7 teams that these execs basically are like
locked to make the playoffs.
Locked. Denver is more of a lock from a consensus standpoint than Houston is. Denver is more of a lock from a consensus standpoint
Interesting.
Than Pittsburgh is.
Yeah.
And I think the tough thing for me with Denver isn't that I don't see it. Again, every metric, advanced analytic,
yeah.
is kind of in their favor. They're in the top 10 of most of them.
Yeah.
I just don't know how much better. I don't know what the ceiling of Bo is, because his rookie year was a little better than I thought it would be, and I've admitted that. So, like, how much does that grow? Because his age should historically tell us he is what he is. You can get better from the mental side and understanding, I guess, nuances of the sport.
He's an older, young quarterback in the league.
Yeah,
rookie quarterback in the league.
I think that's what's so difficult.
I think it's more about
it.
The Sean Payton-Bo Nix combination. They figured each other
the
out
new
a lot.
Drew Brees-Payton thing, right?
Yeah.
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 Could be it. The only fear that I have about Denver, defensively, I trust them. I think they got a good head coach, and I like Bo. I don't know what his ceiling is as an NFL quarterback, but
I don't either.
I think the floor is, he's a high floor guy with a questionable where does the ceiling go. Like, I don't see him ever, crashing that into the side of a mountain. The biggest question I have about Denver is, what do you do against playoff contending teams or the best that we would consider in the sport? Like, they beat the Chiefs at the end of the year 38-0, but Kansas City played nobody.
Well, they should have beaten the Chiefs in Kansas
City.
They
should have beaten them. They didn't. 16-14 was the final. You know who the rest of their wins were against last year? They beat Tampa in a blowout win early in the year.
I sprayed the line.
Remember that? 26-7. It was like, wait, what? They were 0-2 and came out just killed. I remember everybody's shocked.
Yeah.
The rest of their wins last year, the Jets,
yeah.
the Raiders, the Saints, the Panthers, the Falcons, the Raiders again, the Browns, the Colts, and then the Chiefs in the final week of the regular season. They lost to the Bengals. They lost to the Chargers twice.
Yeah.
They lost. They should have beaten Kansas City, but the field goal was blocked. They got smoked on the road in Denver, and then lost early in the season to Seattle and Pittsburgh when they were trying to find their way.
I guess
there's a proven factor like against the best teams in the league that I need to see this year.
And they may be ready to take that step.
Very
but
well
I think the other part of this conversation is, who is the second-year quarterback that either doesn't break through or takes the step back?
Yeah.
Right.
That happens a lot.
Could be Penix.
Could be.
Could prove he's not a starter. Could be Caleb. Maybe it doesn't work.
Could be Daniels because the expectations are so high that it's like, dude, that's hard to live up to when you're doing the NFL.
You know, he's one of the rare ones where I'll say, I like Stroud, and Stroud did not have a good year. I don't know if I would put him in it, but certainly capable. And could be May. Maybe May doesn't pop. But nobody wants to put Bo in that. And I do find that interesting. Like, people will say, Caleb, I don't know. Drake May, I don't know. Because Bo and the Broncos made the playoffs as a seventh seed, he kind of...
Making the playoffs is all that matters in quarterback stats, right?
And because of who his coach is, he's kind of escaped it a little bit. I don't think he's gotten as much noise about the whole year two quarterback takes a step back because defenses now have all of the tendencies and film out there on you.
It's a major question I have about every single one of those guys, including Daniels. And I don't blame you for not feeling that way about him, but we've done that before. Like Stroud, it wasn't his fault last year in Houston. Everybody got hurt around him.
And his line sucked.
And his line was terrible. The only reason they were in the playoffs last year is because they played in the worst division in football. They played in a division with a heartbeat. That's a difference some of these guys. Like, Bo's in a brutal division, man. Brutal. You got to play the Chargers twice. You got to play the Chiefs twice. And the Raiders now have a pulse again. Same thing goes with Daniels.
I like the Raiders to be a playoff team. That's kind of
I don't blame you at all. Maybe they come out of nowhere. Look in the NFC East with Daniels. You got to play the defending champs twice. The Cowboys, if they have a healthy quarterback, will be functional. They're not going to be a disaster. And the Giants might have the best pass rush in the NFL. That's a tough division, man.
That is a tough division, and I don't know which team. Maybe it is the Raiders. I just said I'd have them making the playoffs, and then I'm like, but I like the Chargers and the Broncos.
And who misses the playoffs then?
I know.
Because one of them, they're not all four making it.
No.
I mean, I think mathematically it could happen, but very unlikely. Chargers are interesting, dude.
It's hard to bet against Harbaugh, but also I don't like their weapons.
Neither do I. Ladd McConkey? Not a big Ladd McConkey guy?
I like Ladd McConkey. I don't like anything else, really.
He could use a number one wide receiver. That would be great.
That would have been a nice thing to pick up. NFL is back at our lives. We'll talk with Ken Barkley at 9 a.m. Get his read on the National Football League kicking off. We'll also make some NFL picks as we go along. Let's get close to college football. Commissioner's going to join us at 7:40. Durant's break back with more. A text. I don't know if I'm ready to listen to Ken Barkley segments again. The bromance love is going to be a little embarrassing.
It's going to be a little over the top. That's all right. We love Ken.
We do love Ken.
I love you, Ken. I miss your musk. Miss smelling you.
Will we publicly ask him to come on and for a weekly again?
Num, 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 num.
Just say, what do you think, Ken? Come on. You can't do this one week and then quit us. You know you miss us.
Will we do something to get him to never come back on the show?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
If we would have done that, it would have already happened in the past. You looking up his house and telling him if that's not going to be enough to break the relationship, nothing that happens today will break the relationship.
Look, in case we've got Ken Barkley diehards out there listening to get an idea of what this show is, good morning. Thank you for tuning in. I still maintain I'm right on this opinion.
Looking up houses is normal?
I think if you polled America, like at large, and people responded anonymously, I think more people get an address and look it up on Zillow Redfin than don't.
I agree with you.
Okay.
I think you're one of the weirdos who's willing to admit it publicly. I think it's a thing that a lot of people do, but most people aren't comfortable acknowledging it.
We can't talk about it?
No, we can't talk about it.
That's so weird to me.
It's a taboo topic.
That is so weird to me.
Don't be looking at my house, man. I don't want you to know those deets, but everybody does it. If you get an address, it's very normal human nature to be like, I wonder what his house looks like.
It's like Fight Club. Questionable move, too, Swigard.
Nobody talks about Fight Club.
Taking bark dust and a planter box out of your front yard when your front yard was already set up.
Oh, yeah, you checking out my house? We got yard work going on, man. Yeah, we've been grinding, dude.
New screen door.
Football season is here, and I'm like, oh, God, all my weekends are going to be gone. I'm cramming yard work in today and tomorrow.
I could be Tim Robinson, and I think you should leave. I'd just be the creepy guy who drops, like, house facts about what your situation is.
Hey, what are you doing over there?
New windows, huh?
New windows. Huh?
What?
Huh? No, I'm waiting for a window deal. Who wants to hook me up with free windows?
Nobody. Not a single person at all. Let's talk with the Commissioner of College Football. Our conversation every Thursday, Josh Pate, joins us week one recap and a week two preview next on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker. Presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, welcome back in. What a great Thursday. We've got the NFL back in our lives, and college football is amongst us. And you know who's amongst us now? The leader, the commissioner, the man himself, the man, the myth, the legend. He is on everything. I don't think there's a show he hasn't been on at this point.
No, he's not.
Josh Pate. It's good to be Josh Pate nowadays. Josh Pate College Football Show. Catch it multiple times a week. He is one of the best. He's a good friend of this program. Find him on Twitter at Josh Pate CFB. Good morning, Pate State University. How are we feeling? Week one is over, but still kind of in the rearview mirror, and now we've got week two to look ahead.
Yeah, not great, and I'll tell you why. Every time I try and walk around the block on the AirPods and do this radio hit with you guys, maintenance is out here putting in a new irrigation system for a dog park. Every single time, without fail. And they just looked at me when I yelled that. So I got to go back inside. So other than that, if you're just asking me about my football existence, things are great. How are you guys?
We're doing fantastic. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like we're getting something for the first time ever in the history of the show tonight that you have had to combat the JP poll allegations for years. And every week you got to put out the disclaimer. These are not rankings. This is a poll. It's different. We're getting Josh Pate's actual rankings tonight, am I correct? And is that the first time it's ever happened?
I feel like I'm declassifying stuff. I feel like I've been given the power to declassify. Yes, this has never happened before. Here's my thought on this. I didn't call in to talk football with you guys today. I called in to focus group something.
Okay.
So tell me, you guys have known me for a long time. You've known how I do my stuff for a long time. With the way the show is scaling, I'm keenly aware there are a lot of eyeballs on the show for the first time. And that means there are a lot of eyes on the JP poll product for the first time. Now, as much as I explain what it is, and as much as there's a disclaimer, the attention span is that of a fruit fly with some of these people. And so they're not really looking at the disclaimer. So they think that I've still got Texas number one in the country. I've still got Alabama way above Florida State. They don't understand this neutral field favorability. So I feel like it's my duty to put out what I'd actually do if I were an AP vote. Maybe not every week, but I need this to throw in people's faces. Do you think I'm caving to the mob?
Well, no, I don't, because I think your point of scaling is a good one. The show is booming. We've been P1s for a long time, but if I were a newbie, and I even if I saw the description, I think the reaction that you would get out of me of seeing Florida State that far behind Alabama when they just whooped their ass by, you know, in a shocking result, I'd probably yell at my TV, too. I'd like to think I'm smarter than that, but I don't know if I am, Pate.
I think you're right here, Pate, of the attention span of a fruit fly is accurate. I loved, by the way, the graph when you did the JP poll of like not rankings, not rankings,
disclaimer.
Like, smart move there, by the way, coming off of his most viewed episode in show history. That things deserves a round of applause. I mean, man, the man is growing.
I think it's that audience in the state of Oregon that's just boom and put him on over the top.
Look, we all cave to some form of pressure, right? Like in some ways we cave and give in a little bit. Your show still holds up from when it started to what it is, and it's grown in popularity. I think it's okay for you to cave a little bit on this. I'm looking forward to it as a viewer and listener.
Yeah, I mean, I pay my taxes every April, so I cave there. So why can't I cave here and just once upon a time explain what we're doing and then maybe just revert back to BGAF mode, as Meemaw would call it, purely an acronym there, all caps. So, yeah, that's the only world where Texas is still number one. And by the way, that's a shocker, but I had to hit up FanDuel to make sure with them, like, what would you guys have? Neutral field. They said Texas minus one.
Yeah.
What would you have? Bama FSU. Now, that was the real shocker. Like, I think even people driving around up there, when they hear Bama would be an 8.5-point favorite on a neutral field against Florida State if they played this week, everyone's immediate reaction is, please let me dump money on that. Please let me bet money I don't have. I will borrow money to bet on that. But then how crazy is the sort of rubber band whiplash effect week one to week two to week three to week four every year in this sport. So you got to be careful with that stuff.
Well, I also just add, too, I'm excited to see what the rankings look like tonight because I'm somebody who thinks that the AP voting system is broken and the preseason polls are ridiculous. And so the idea of, like, we're moving teams down, like Texas being ranked behind Oregon or a team like that, and I love Oregon, but it's like they play Montana State. One team played on the road at Ohio State. Those things aren't quite equal. Why are we dropping teams for losing when many teams would have lost in that situation? So genuinely curious to see how you go about it and where the rankings are at. We all know the biggest story, though, in the sport this week is the boosters are already rattling the cages and on three with your teammates there saying we're upset and we got buyout money ready to go and it's a line item. It's a year-by-year buyout if we need to do it. How bad are things down there in the South in the state of Alabama right now?
Yeah, I was in the on three building the other day because my show emanates from that building. And I heard that they were putting that article together and I did the Homer Simpson slowly fade back into the bushes thing. I did the Jim Halpert slowly take a sip of a cup of coffee and walk in the other room thing. Yeah, that was interesting. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is I don't think anyone in their right mind is paying $70 million to someone after going 0-1, but they can just yell on radio a whole lot. Yeah. And that is what they've chosen to do in the South. You guys think you've had fun after the Montana State win. Imagine doing Birmingham radio. Just imagine doing Birmingham radio in general. Then imagine doing Birmingham radio after an Alabama loss and an Auburn road win against Baylor, by the way. That has to be baked in. Yeah, it's been ugly. I think that, look, I was so stunned by that result. I still don't know what to make of it. Hold on, my food's pulling up here. I still don't know what to make of it because I know what I saw. Like, I went and watched them scrimmage twice. I know what I saw. I know my eyes weren't deceiving me. Yep, thank you.
Ooh, what are we getting? What's on the
what's in the bag? What
are we going, look, this breakfast bowl is going to be so good. I've ordered it every day for like the past 2 years. Same driver most of the time.
Okay.
So anyway, speaking of breakfast bowls, I had no clue that was coming. And the one thing that happens in football sometimes is maybe the three of us are surprised by a result. But then in retrospect, you find out, oh, this had been a problem in practice, or, oh, that injury was a concern, or the coaching staff had a good idea. I've got none of that feedback from Alabama. They're as stunned as anyone else was. So either one of two things is true. Either the team's not remotely what people like me thought it was, which is a distinct possibility, or this was the most bizarre one-off example in the history of football. The reason I cannot be convinced of the latter until I see them play again is it wasn't like guys were just misaligned or dropping balls or, you know, not focused. Sure, those things may have been issues, but there were far more fundamental effort-based issues. Just the kind of stuff that I don't know you have one magical team meeting and correct. So I can still acknowledge, all right, the buyout talk's ridiculous, and yeah, technically they're still alive for everything. They haven't even played a conference game yet. I don't know that I'll trust that team again the rest of the year.
Yeah, the gap assignment note that you made on the show of just like guys just not hitting the gaps they were supposed to be in is alarming to me at that level of a program. But every time they lose, we get one of these.
This is a football nightmare,
and
bro.
So we'll always kind of revel in it because we're not diehard Alabama fans, and I enjoy it. This is the commissioner of football, college football, Josh Pate, our good friend. Catch a show. Josh Pate, College Football Show, YouTube, On3, wherever you get it, you'll find it. It's free to subscribe, as he likes to point out, and it's growing at a massive rate. It's hard to get over your skis on Oregon destroying Montana State. I think my takeaway there was the athleticism, the speed, the size. I think Dan Lanning year four, this is kind of what he dreams about. And I don't know about Dante Moore against better opponents, but on paper, they look like they might be even better than some gave them credit. I'm curious what your takeaway was from Oregon, even though they played an opponent like Montana State. And then also Mike Gundy this week crying poor as he's been funded by an oil booster for how many years, acting as if he's never had any money put into his program and the shellacking he's probably going to take this weekend.
Yeah, okay, look, you guys know me to be one of the most serious people you've ever met. I never joke around, so... The first thing I would like to seriously say is I'm glad that Oregon State gets to get out of that housing, or Oklahoma State gets to get out of that housing project that they play in down there in Stillwater, and they get to come to more immaculate facilities up there in Eugene, a very cash-strapped operation down there in Oklahoma State. So that's great. Lanning popped about 14 Zen during his press conference the other day talking about this, so I know they're going to run it up on him. And I also know that two things – that I love that are blended together with Oregon right now is I think you're right. We were talking about this in the preseason. I think it's their best collection of talent they've had there. Now, whether that becomes their best team or not remains to be seen. But it's a really fun blend as a head coach when you've got a supremely talented roster that hasn't proven anything, because you don't really have to worry about the motivation so much. You don't have to worry about the hunger and energy so much. So it's going to be a fun team to watch evolve. I don't want to get we're not getting carried away. So no one can accuse us of being carried away by the Montana State game. But I love how their schedule sets up. I love the dynamic there. I think Dante Moore is going to be slept on for a few weeks because people won't see him in a premier game, really, I guess, until they go to Penn State, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, this week's on CBS, but not to your point on the point
Oklahoma
spread.
State's falling off a little bit last couple
of years. Yeah, it's not quite. Yeah. Although it's not a great week. I did want to ask you about that this weekend, but before I get to that, Pate, it's so hard in week one. We wait all off season, and you're great at acknowledging, let's get a little more information and evidence before we have these strong takes. But just based on what you wanted to see in week one, what is your most confident takeaway, whether it be buying into LSU and what they did, or Ohio State defensively, or Miami? Mario tried to lose that game a couple of times, but they held on tight. Or even on the negative side of it, did you have one strong concrete takeaway outside of the Alabama loss from week one?
Well, obviously the Alabama loss was the thing that everything else revolves around. But yeah. I guess so. Miami was one. The entire ACC, really. That picture. Yeah. In the preseason, it was pretty clear. Clemson's the favorite. And then there was a little bit of a gap. I'm not talking about in reality. I mean the odds market perception, whatever. So what did we see? We saw Georgia Tech go beat Colorado, even being minus three turnovers in the first quarter. Somehow they go beat Colorado. We saw Miami get the win against Notre Dame. We saw Clemson lose against LSU. I think Louisville needs to watch out for James Madison this week. Florida State beat Alabama. So all of a sudden that ACC picture is really interesting. And I'm thinking ahead sort of to how many bids can those leagues get down the road. And if you couple that with the fact that the Big 12 got a massive weekend on hand because they didn't do all that great last weekend. And they got Arizona State going to Mississippi State. They got Oklahoma State coming up there. Utah looked really good last week, but outside of that, Iowa State plays Iowa. I'm going to go to that game early before we go down to Norman for the night game this weekend. They got a really, really important week coming up here to try and make sure the out-of-conference reputation is such that they can warrant getting two bids instead of just one come Selection Sunday. Now, you know that I hate that more than I hate itself, that's the mentality in week two. But in the sort of the current playoff dynamic we have, that's the way from a conference holistic 50,000 foot worldview perspective you have to look at it.
Life been crazier for you. You are on every possible platform and show, and I could not be happier than when I turn on something and I see either the photo of you still image because you're on the phone or you're doing a live hit with a Kay Adams. We are genuinely happy for you, but how has life been outside of doing the show now that you're kind of been elevated even more than you have been?
It's been good. The one thing I actually hate about it is I've had to shave some of these out. Some of my radio hits. Mm. I'm not shaving you guys, obviously. You'd be the last to go. But I've had to shave some of the ones that I used to rotate in. Mm. I love – it's not that you hate doing national hits. That's great for your branding and distribution and all that. But I have the most fun doing what we're doing right now. So that I miss a little bit. But the trade-off is obviously – I mean, you're growing a college football-only show, which has been my goal. I would love when people – turn on traditional mainstream sports media, at least for a little while, they're going to get college football just in their face like a fire hose. And it may be that it's not on all day, but at the very least, if you like what you saw, you're told, if you want more of this, there's a place you can go get it. And they never talk NBA trades, all due respect to the Trailblazers. They never talk anything else. They just talk college football.
Well, good news for you is we don't ever make any trades, even when we need to be making trades. So
never happens, man.
That actually works out rather
kind
well
of stand pat out here.
You know, Dirt, I heard through all that. You know what I heard?
What'd you hear?
He's never leaving. You know what that means?
What does that mean?
We got him, boys.
We got him,
dude. One point on you scaling up. It is great as a fan of college football because I have found over the years there are so many national people who don't like the sport,
they don't watch
a sport, and it's like a secondary. It's the second most popular sport in America. And it's not even close. What did the Texas Ohio State game get? 16, 17 million
I think
viewers.
Four games with
like
10
just
million
insane,
viewers.
Right? And there's so many people nationally who don't know how to talk about the sport. So seeing you nationally scale is great. But we do have listeners who are ramen noodle expressing what is in Josh Pate's breakfast bowl. What goes in the bowl? What are the go-to ingredients?
Oh, that's a great question. Okay, so we have a grain bowl base, ancient grains here, whatever that means. Mm-hmm. And then we have bacon, we have sausage, we have egg, double egg, because this is pre-workout meal for me.
Oh, yeah.
And looks like some, what do you call these things? Roasted tomatoes, I think they call these.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, this is scrumptious. Don't eat it with a fork, though. I find that's a waste of time. You got to eat it with a spoon.
You got to go spoon. Yeah.
Oh, dude, I thought you were going to go even darker and take hands. I'm like, hell yeah, bro.
Let's get animalistic before we go squat deadlift, baby.
I'm not a savage.
Yeah. We need to let you go eat that meal because I know you need to get the workout in despite working out in the morning and it being hard for you and everything. I know your days are crazy. Quickly, walk off one for you. We have a guest at 9 and we had to send him something once, so he gave me his address. I Zillowed it. I just was curious, not to like get price. I just wanted to see the house. Is it creepy to look up somebody's address without their knowledge on Zillow or Redfin? Yay or nay?
No. I mean, Bundy used to operate the exact same way, I'm told.
Go Huskies. There you go. He's the commissioner of college football, Josh Pate. Find him on everything. Find his show every Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, visiting a Pate State University near you. Thank you so much, Commissioner. Enjoy week two, and we'll talk to you next week.
I appreciate it, guys.
All right, there we go. Our good friend, Josh Pate, who...
He can't quit us. Come on, man.
It's not often that you actually have guests or people on a program that you feel great about when they say something, but for him to say, I have to drop some of these, but I'll never drop you...
We got him, boys!
Okay, it feels good. We've had a lot of people on the show over the years who have been at the start of their career and then scaled up and immediately gave us the bird and the no longer responding to our text messages.
Zach Lowe, Field Yates.
Yes, just two to come to mind.
Could not get him to respond.
Used to come on all the time, a great guest back in the day, and then, big time at ESPN, and I don't need these little peons in Portland anymore.
You know, we try.
He's a guy who has scaled up maybe bigger than, anybody in that industry over the last year, and love having him on every week.
So we got him on. I checked it. He had 12,000 subscribers on YouTube, which is pretty damn
12,000 is huge, man, right? Yeah.
He just had an episode where he had 105,000 viewers.
Yeah, it's big time, man.
For a YouTube show.
He's all over Bussin' with the Boys. He's on ESPN. He's on Cowherd. He's on, you name it. He's on that network talking college football. He's on with Kay Adams every week.
Very happy for that dude. He does it the right way, and he's a good dude who covers college football in a very serious way. So our weekly with Josh Pate every Thursday, 7:40.
Yep.
All right, we have a lot to get into. We're back with more on 105.1 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.